Hey, my name is Chris Johnson, and I got a couple shots the other day, a couple vaccines. Went to the fucking drugstore to get a fucking flu shot and the updated COVID booster. I remember when this shit first started, COVID. It took like months to get in and get your fucking vaccine, because back then, like, people actually took this shit seriously. Now, I can just fucking make an appointment. Like, technically, it was Sunday night when I made the appointment. Or not technically. Technically, it was Monday morning. If you're like me and you stay up late, I stay up late all the fucking time. I've stayed up late for years. You always get into that weird fucking spot where it's technically the next day, but it still feels like the previous day. If you haven't, like, a normal sleeping schedule, you never fucking experience this. Like, if the latest you stay up is, like, fucking 10, 11 at night, and it's like you're going fucking balls out if you stay out after midnight, or stay up after midnight, like, it's always fucking, you know, Monday, and then you wake up and it's fucking Tuesday. That shit changes when you're fucking Chris Johnson. I'll be up, you know, like, take today, for example. I didn't get my ass out of bed until, like, fucking 2 in the afternoon, and it's fucking Wednesday. And then, you know, midnight comes along, and it's fucking 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning. It still feels like fucking Wednesday, and it doesn't feel like Thursday. It feels like Thursday when I wake up. So, like, technically, it was Monday morning at, like, fucking 1 a.m. when I made this appointment, and I made it for fucking Tuesday. I got my ass right in. I had to find a place that had, like, the Pfizer booster, because they wanted to match me up with the same booster. I was like, whatever, dude. You do whatever the fuck is necessary. I'll drive, you know, an extra couple miles. It was 5 miles. I couldn't go to the fucking drugstore a block away. I had to go to the one, you know, 5 miles away, which is five. Who gives it 5 miles? I wipe my fucking ass with 5 miles. That's nothing. Get there in 10 minutes. But I wanted to do them both in one shot. Like, might as well. Like, why do I need to make 2 fucking appointments? Then I gotta fucking go down there twice. It's gonna be annoying. If I have to be somewhere, it just kind of like fucks with my head. Like, I was thinking about it, like, once it got close to like bedtime Tuesday, like, I gotta go to bed early, which for me would have been, you know, 3. I can't stay up till 6 in the morning today, goddammit. I gotta get my ass to bed. I got a fucking shot appointment. I'm telling the cats, like, motherfuckers, I gotta get up for this fucking shot. So you can't fuck with me tonight. I gotta go to this fucking appointment. I don't have a primary doctor still. I know. I keep saying this. I've been saying this for fucking years. I promise. Like, that's something I gotta do. I understand, as a 40-year-old man, I should go get a fucking checkup. I understand this. I got a checkup in 2014. So I think I'm due. But I'll find one. I'll find a doc. But that's besides the fucking point. When I took the initial fucking COVID shot, I got fucking sick. I felt like dog shit for a day. I went through every fucking flu symptom over the course of a night, and I felt like shit, and then I felt okay the next day. When I got the first booster, I was cool. I was just fucking tired, and I just slept all goddamn day. So I didn't know what the fuck it was gonna do to me with the flu shot. I knew my arms were gonna fucking hurt, but, you know, I didn't know how bad it was gonna be. It wasn't too bad. My fucking COVID arm still fucking hurts. Flu shot arm is pretty good. I can still feel it, like, if I press on it, but I slept on it last night. They asked me, they're like, listen, the pharmacist, like, comes in the fucking room to give me the fucking the jabs. She's like, I recommend doing one in fucking each arm. I was like, you know what, whatever it is that you gotta do, I don't give a shit. I figure you know what the fuck you're doing, you're here. She's like, which arm do you sleep on? I had to think about this for a second, because I'm jittery. I mean, you listen to me, you think that's a jittery guy. I'm a fucking anxious guy. If you've ever been around me, I'm fucking moving around all the time. I'm kind of like that when I sleep. One side, other side, back, side, arm up, arm down, all that shit. I've been doing the math in my head, like, which side do I sleep the most on, like, in terms of a fucking percentage? I'd say left. So they're like, listen, we'll give you the flu shot in the left arm, COVID shot in the right arm, that motherfucker's gonna hurt more. And she gives me the shot, she gives me the first shot. She's like, try to relax. I must have been a little tensed up. I gotta fucking be honest with you. I hate fucking needles. I hate needles. I hate fucking shots. I just don't like it. I'm like a little kid. So I'm trying to relax. She gives me the flu shot. And it's fine. It never fucking hurts. It's fine. And I said to her, I was like, dude, I fucking hate this. I hate this shit. She's like, I know. I noticed that you weren't looking. I thought to myself, like, what psychopath looks? Like, who's interested in this? Who the fuck wants to look at the fucking needle going into their arm? Why are you excited about this? This isn't a TV show. I don't want to watch that fucking jab. I don't like it. I don't like the needle going in. I don't like feeling the shit going into my muscle. I think it sucks. I am fucking mystified by these drug addicts who are addicted to drugs that involve needles. Like, how good is that fucking high that you are willing to jam a needle into your fucking vein? God damn it. I know when I go to the original doctor or a primary doctor, they're gonna need blood work. They're gonna be like, asshole, this blood work's 8 years old. We need more fucking blood work. And I'm gonna have to go, and they're gonna have to fucking puncture the vein. I fucking hate that shit. I don't wanna fucking leave my blood alone, goddammit. And she's like apologizing to me. The pharmacist is apologizing. Because she knows I'm a pussy now. She knows I'm a pussy. I didn't give a shit. I'm not gonna see this woman again. I thought to myself, like, I'm gonna tell this woman that I fucking hate this. And I hate these goddamn shots. She's gonna think, like, I know, son. Like, I can fucking tell that you're a bitch. And she, like, gave me the second one. She's like, I'm sorry. It's gonna be over soon. I'm sorry. She's talking to me like I'm a fucking child. I gotta give my cat, Simon, 2 shots a day. 2 insulin shots a day, 12 hours apart. And this motherfucker does not care. He doesn't flinch. He doesn't run away. I pinch his fucking neck. I jam the needle in. He rarely even fucking flinches. Never fucking cares. And I'm in there, you know, just a fucking flu and COVID shot. I just can't do it. Like, just a huge pussy. I just don't like it. I just don't like it, okay? And my arm still fucking hurt. My COVID arm still fucking hurts. I got the shot yesterday. You know what else happened too? So, you know, you get text messages for everything now. So I made the appointment and I got a text message that I made the appointment. Like, I know I just made the fucking appointment. I don't need an immediate text. I just made the fucking thing. And then I go to the appointment and I get the fucking jabs in my arm. They're like, hey, can you chill her for 15 minutes just to make sure there's no like crazy reaction? I was like, yeah, fine. 15 minutes goes by, I go home. A few hours later, I get another fucking text from the drugstore. They're like, yo, your vaccination is complete. I was fucking there. I know. My fucking arms hurt. I felt the needles going to my fucking arm. I don't need, after I've gone to the appointment, especially if I'm getting a fucking shot, I don't need you to tell me that I got the fucking shot. I'm well aware that I got the fucking shot. Jesus fucking Christ. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's new podcast episodes come out. Podbean's the host of the cast. Every fucking episode is there. Website or app. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, whatever fucking sites you want. Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. Instagram at maybe 5 minutes. And in my Facebook motherfucking timeline.